You know that Halloween 2018 is on HBO.
I know. I saw it was coming to HBO.
You see that it is there now. It's there. It's ready to go.
I think I need to pick up Chernobyl. I might see if that's any good before I cancel my HBO account.
I know. I think you should watch it too, because I keep hearing that that's like spectacular. So that's like the next thing that Luke and I are going to watch after we're finished with Game of Thrones.
The best part about Game of Thrones season 8 finale is HBO showed all the cool shows coming to their channel.
Yeah.
And all the shows do look good. I don't know about Big Little Lies season 2 because I've talked about this on Twitter before. I think the art of the miniseries is dead.
Did you see Big Little Lies season 1?
Yes, and it was supposed to be a limited series or a mini-series.
Okay.
But because people liked it so fucking much, they had to renew it for a season 2, just like Handmaid's Tale. And I don't know, I'm just sad that the mini-series is dead because people can't understand that shows have to end at some point. God damn it, free the Supernatural, guys.
I know. So you're saying that the second season of Big Little Lies is like not based on a book anymore?
Mm-mm.
Oh, the fuck! No wonder. I don't know. It just seems strange. Whatever.
And his Dark Materials looks like it's finally getting a faithful adaptation.
I've never even like heard of that. Anyway,
did you hear about the Golden Compass when it came out?
Yes, I did know about that kind of.
Okay, so. That movie is based on the first book in the His Dark Materials series. And they really like for the because they were trying to target the Harry Potter crowd, a lot of it was really toned down. So it's about an alternate Earth where people's souls are contained in like animal companions, and it's pretty dark and very sexual.
Oh. Interesting. So,
yeah.
Materials. What are the materials?
I don't know. That's just what the series is called. I never read it. I just know that it has a very loyal fan base, and it gets marketed as YA when it's not really YA. It's more new adult.
Is it? Okay. I was just wondering. I was like, is it a YA thing? Because it seems like, but I don't know.
You gotta stop shitting on YA. YA is where it's at in the publishing world right now.
I know, right? It is, though. Truly is. So I'm not shitting on it at all. But I just hadn't heard about it.
Because our generation doesn't really have, like, a specific genre of books. Like, and I hear this talked about in, like, the book community all the time. 20-something-year-olds, even, like, me, 26, still reading YA because they relate to those characters more than they do a 40-year-old divorced housewife in adult literature.
Yes, isn't that, that is such a big, like, gap, though, isn't it, when you, like, make your way into, like, just regular literary fiction, it's all, like, widowed, you know, adult women with kids, and we're like, we're not there yet, we want something with young people, and then it's, like, 13-year-old, and you're like, well, that's too young, you know, so it's, like, you need to find that middle ground.
And when you think about it, young adults should kind of range from end of high school through like your mid 20s, because that is what a young adult is.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I don't know. Eventually new adult will actually become its own genre beyond erotica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right.
But anyway, hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host Samantha, and I'm joined by my co-host, partly Sunny, with a humidity of 45%, and also Noodle, who's a hedgehog. My boyfriend and I are pet sitting. He's in the office with me.
Aw, how sweet.
Did you know hedgehogs sleep 18 to 20 hours a day?
No, I didn't. Do you think it was dead or something?
I mean, yeah.
I knew that's where that was going.
They're nocturnal, so he's awake when we're asleep. So the only indication we have that he's alive is his food bowl's empty in the morning.
Nice. Aw, and he's what, like you said, they feed him like little cat food?
Things. Yeah, they eat cat food because they're insectivores, something. So last time we talked off mic, you said you were going on vacation in July.
Yes. Yes.
You know what would suck if you go on vacation?
Oh, God, what?
If you find out there's like 14 cameras hidden in your Airbnb.
Oh, shit.
You know, that's actually why I think I'll stick to hotels, because at least I know there's a hidden camera somewhere. With Airbnbs, you just don't know.
I know, right? Like, watching this, like, I kind of, like, it was, like, my face slowly turning into, like, the realization face of, like, horror. Like, after I was, like, is this, like, an Airbnb? Because they're, like, this is someone else's house. And I was, like, that's what Airbnb is, right? And I was, like, oh, no. And then I was, like, oh, shit.
So when a family of five rent a beautiful house for their summer vacation, the price seems too good to be true, unbeknownst to them. A lavacious, the last vicious odor has set up a series of spy cameras throughout the house, documenting their most intimate moments and live streaming them to the dark web. It's always the fucking dark web. People are like you hear about the dark web once and you got to make 20 movies about it because you don't know what it is.
Exactly. And clearly neither did he, but we'll get into that later. Like, he didn't know the dangers of it.
Okay, so the dark web is really fucking sketchy. I will admit it's where a lot of drug deals and pedophiles get together. But ultimately, the dark web is just a web browser that can't be tracked through bots and the government. That's really all it is, hence why you have all the sketchiness going on it. It's not just this complete cesspool of degenerates. They exist on regular internet, too, like 4chan.
Yes, 4chan is still a thing.
Oh, 4chan is definitely a thing.
Shit.
Like, I'm scared to say it out loud because what if we get, like, hacked and murdered in our sleep?
Oh, God. Is it that bad?
Yeah, I don't know. Only slash B is that bad.
Oh, slash B.
Yeah.
Not onion.
So, anyway, I watched this movie when it first came out on Netflix, and I don't know. I don't know about it.
That's exactly what I said. I said, meh. I was hoping you thought the same.
I did. Like, the first one wasn't a prize winner, but this one just, it didn't have the same magic as the first one.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. It did not.
Like, What's-His-Face was really honing it in. Let me pull up IMDb so I can remember the characters' names.
I don't even know what the fuck that guy's name is. They say it, like, once in the first movie.
Let's see. Well, the actor is Neville Archambault.
Yes. He's, like, a ripped bodybuilder guy.
This movie had two directors. Why do you need two directors
for
this?
Oh, it was so weird.
that actually explains a lot, because I feel like this movie is two movies joined together that don't fit.
Yes, I agree.
His name is Gerald.
Yeah, that's a Jer. They say, hey, Jer, fix this thing.
Yeah, it felt like he was really, like, just phoning in this performance. It didn't have the same quality as the last one.
Yeah, I totally 100% agree with that. Oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
How long have we been doing this?
Why is this happening to me, dude? No one talks to me all fucking day.
Just and never like, take your phone off silence. That's what I do.
Shit. I'm sorry. I forgot to... Okay, it's silenced now. Thank you. Fabulous.
All right, so... I guess let's get into it with acting, since we're already talking about Neville's performance.
Yes, Neville. Well done, Neville.
I mean, he's still creepy. It's just maybe we spend too much time with him this time that...
I think so, too. Yeah, we see him too much.
Like, in the first movie, we caught glimpses of him just staring gate mouth at the cameras, and that was really creepy. And when he actually interacted with the people, it was very uncomfortable. But since... If you watched this one, you most likely watched the first one, so there's not a lot of shock to it anymore.
Exactly. You kind of know what to expect from him, because it's all very... it's like he does the same thing every time. He, like, visits a new place, and so I'm like, oh, okay, the toothbrush thing is going to happen. He's going to capture somebody. That's going to happen. You know, like, these things.
Yeah.
It's very routine.
And they're they're making a third one, so I don't know how they're gonna. Yeah, the only piece of trivia on the 14 cameras IMDb is that they're making a third one.
Well,
Can you guess what that one's called?
I see that it is called 15 cameras. Ooh, oh shit.
Eventually, someone's going to notice all these cameras around their house.
Someone's going to have to notice. Also, what is the next one going to be about? It's like, first one was about, like, you know, renting a house. Now it's like Airbnbs. He's in Mexico now, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Or somewhere where they speak Spanish.
I don't know. It would be kind of cool if they got away from the creepy watching people aspect because, spoiler alert, this movie ends with at the end of 13 cameras, he abducts the pregnant woman and subsequently her child as well. And it ends with that child and the pregnant, formerly pregnant girl escaping and such. So
I wonder, like, what kind of percussions that's going to have.
Yeah, I would think it would be fun if they got away from the whole camera aspect and had it have it be him trying to get the kid back.
Yeah.
Because I thought Claire, she's back in this movie. She was the pregnant lady. I thought she was a much better character this go around.
Yeah, same.
And I would have liked this movie a lot better had it just been her and the jogger chick he abducts in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, there's too many other people around.
Yeah, it's a huge disconnect.
It is, and I think that's where the other director may have come in. Mm-hmm.
You have someone directing what's going on in the house, and then someone directing the bunker situation.
Right, and it's like too much. I feel like it's too much for this guy to like keep track of, and no wonder some shit happened. It's a recipe for failure.
This is two different movies mushed together and tied loosely together by Gerald.
Yeah, Gerald. Yes, Gerald. Because all he does is run around and leave his kid at home.
And
not even his kid.
Like the bunker stuff, I thought was very well acted. Claire clearly took a few acting lessons, or she was at least given more to work with this go around, rather than being pregnant and constantly cheated on.
Yeah. Oh, God. I really missed the first one. That one was good because it was just about like one situation, not like four. Right. Claire had definitely more to work with because now she has more depth because like she doesn't know what happened to her kid. Mm-hmm. She is stuck in like a bunker thing. Like, damn, you know.
Also, I'm looking at the actress's Google page. And she's just, like, really pretty.
Is she real pretty?
She's, like, super pretty.
Nice.
Anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
But the acting in the house was just so...
Oh, dull.
Like, the whole family on vacation was so fucking dull.
It was so boring.
We don't need them.
We don't need them. They were just... stupid.
Like, why did they have to exist? Why did Molly, I think that's who I'm looking at, have to get kidnapped in the beginning of the movie? Why couldn't it just be her we're following plus Claire in the bunker, and then Molly gets kidnapped like halfway through, completely changing up the formula of this movie, because now we're just going to get into this whole formulaic series about Gerald's shenanigans.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're gonna have to break it down. But let's start with this one note that I wrote down, and I hope you agree with this. Mm-hmm. Do you think his mouth gape in this movie is like way more gapey than it needs to be?
Yes.
As opposed to the first movie where it was very natural and creepy. And I was like, oh, that's so weird that he does that. This one, it was like his like jaw was pried open and he couldn't close it. And I was like, oh, what's wrong there? What's going on? And I was like, it's too much now. It's too forced, that mouth gape. And it took away from it. It took away.
Like, in the first movie, his creepiness just came so natural. But now, I don't know. It just didn't hold the same magic for me.
I agree completely. I was like, yeah, here's Jer.
Jer just jaring it up.
Things. Just jaring it up. Yeah, and then I also said that, like, obviously everybody else is a bore compared to him. You know, like, the family of five, which is actually a family of four plus, like, a friend.
Which, I don't know. How do you feel about taking friends on family vacations?
I mean, well, that happens whenever I go on family vacation with my husband's family. My brother-in-law's friend comes every year.
Ah, okay.
And so, like, that's kind of a thing.
But you guys are all older now, so you can actually go out and do stuff.
Yes, exactly. We all kind of, like, do our own things and branch off. This, like, was weird because I, like, didn't know how old they were. And they're like, oh, he's not allowed to drink, but he's smoking pot, but, like, blah, blah, blah. And it was just, like, were they all, like, 17 or some shit? Like, I can't tell anymore, really, how old they are. So it was just awkward. And then the parents are like, oh, we just want to go out and, like, go out by ourselves. And it's just like, I don't know, man. Like, what kind of vacation, what vacationing things are you doing other than just, like, going out to eat and swimming in the pool?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man.
Seems like a terrible vacation.
What a lame vacation that was.
Definitely not something we would write about at postcardpress.org.
No way. We would not write about that. Why, did someone write about that?
No, I'm just saying. I was just trying to plug our other website.
Yes. And then, like, the dad was like, yeah, look at this place. How do you feel about staying at this place for a couple weeks? And I'm like, how many fucking weeks were they there? Like, how long do you vacation for? Like, a month? Jesus Christ. $450 a night? Like, oh, my God. And then the dad was all creepy, too. Like, he was just, like, a weird dude, and I, like, didn't
like his weirdness. I just want to cancel everybody that's in that house. They were boring. They didn't contribute anything to the story other than give us the first movie all over again.
Yes. And then they gave us, like, the extra directorial debut of, like, an extra kidnapping from, like, human traffickers.
Yeah.
Getting there to stop them.
Which, okay.
What kind of repercussions does stopping human trafficking kidnaps have? I'm sure bad ones, right? They're dangerous people.
Was he a human trafficker, though?
I'm guessing that, like, I'm just assuming that because he was like, how much money for the girl? Like, I'll buy her for, like, 100K or some shit. And I was like, obviously, like, buying humans is like that, but... Then they have, like, other henchmen, like, kidnap them for them. I don't know. I'm going to assume that was, like, a human trafficking nod.
It probably was. But again, these directors just probably heard of the dark web once and ran with it.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Like, you don't need to go on the dark web to find creepy shit. Like... We'll get more into it, I'm sure, once we get to the realistic aspects of this movie, but webcams get hacked all the time and are live streamed on just the normal internet.
Yes.
And Armin Mivis, who I based my play off of, he met his person who wanted to be cannibalized victim on the normal internet. Like, you don't need to go darknet just to sound, like, cooler and edgier when...
No, you just go to a chat room, dude. You can find... other people that like the same stuff that you like.
Yeah.
They like to be cannibalized. You'll find another that likes the same thing. It's weird, but there are others.
Off topic, but do you ever go on your, like, memories on Facebook to make sure there's nothing problematic on that day that you need to delete and just wonder what the fuck you were thinking 6 years ago?
Like, sometimes, like, really old stuff will come up, like, 9 years ago, but it's not, like, the only problematic thing is that I guess I, like, didn't care about grammar and spelling back then, which it's not that I, like, didn't know how to spell and write, but
listen,
on Facebook, I guess I didn't care about it at that point.
Listen, I'm an editor, and I don't give a shit about grammar and stuff on Facebook. My excuse is because I have such a firm grasp of the English language... I can fuck around with it.
Yeah, exactly. We get passes for it.
Anyway, I found...
Because, like, we can grammar better than everybody listening, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I just found... I'm sure this is a reference to something, but on May 28th, 2013, at 6:15 p.m., I wrote, I tied my shoelaces together. Now I have to take tiny steps. What the hell am I talking
about? What were you talking about? You'll never know. Never remember because it didn't matter. It's so weird. I like complained a lot about my theater days, and like I feel like I complained a lot about like rehearsals and things. And I was like, wow, that rehearsal was shit, wasn't it? And I was like, wow, what?
Whoa.
I thought we were pretty good. I guess not.
I was really ahead of the curve. Listen to this from May 28th, 2011 at 3:51 p.m. I love Shane Dawson. Heart.
Oh God.
I'm gonna
Shane Dawson. Go. Who's that?
You fucking know who Shane Dawson is. I'm not gonna humor that with the response. Anyway, you ready to get into plot?
Wait, Shane Dawson is a YouTuber guy.
Yes. He's the one doing all those documentaries on YouTube. And conspiracy.
Is he the one that, like, we wrote about in Postcard Press?
No, that's Logan Paul.
Who? Oh, okay. I get all the YouTubers mixed up.
And listen,
all
right, Logan Paul, say what you want about him, but his flat earth prank is one of the greatest pranks in human history. And nobody's...
Where can I find my memories? Oh, yeah. There.
All right. Let's talk about story.
Yes.
So half the movie is just the first movie again, but with more people and dumber girls. Like, I'm not saying that in a sexist way. I'm saying that as in... these girls were written really dumb.
Yes.
Like, at least Claire and the girl he was cheating on Claire with in the first movie had personality and I could distinguish them. I couldn't tell you one thing about these girls other than one is slutty and wants to bang the other's brother.
Yeah, that's so awkward.
I mean, I guess if you're bored and there's nothing else to do on your vacation, yeah, but what's your friend supposed to do while you're banging her brother?
Is it normal for like people to have like a water bottle filled with like vodka or whatever and just like constantly spill it everywhere for no reason?
No, that's a waste of vodka.
What the fuck are they doing then? It's in like a sippy cup for Christ's sake. Like, oh, I spilled it on the couch, I spilled it on my shirt. And I was like, why did you like miss your face? What the fuck are you doing?
Because they're drunk, Jacqueline.
They're not, though. They're, like, taking little sips. The damn thing. What the... I don't know.
Also...
it's whatever.
Listen, nobody drinks straight vodka. You take shots of vodka, but nobody just sits there sipping on it.
Well, they do because they just don't know what to do.
I don't think these directors know how to drink.
Clearly, I guess they do not. Oh, listen. Look, on my memories, 3 years ago, my short story Run was published in Junto, which is now defunct.
It's not completely defunct. We're just on hiatus.
Forever.
Until further notice.
Until further notice. But yeah, that was a spooky story. So go read it. Cool. Anyway.
What was I saying? Oh, anyway, I know you're not a drinker, but for my friend's bachelorette party, I made vodka-soaked strawberries, and they were pretty damn good.
I heard that, like, when people eat that, it's like an explosion of, like, grossness, and all the flavor of the fruit goes away. Is that true?
No, it's not. I used whipped cream-flavored vodka, and they were dipped in chocolate, and you couldn't taste the vodka. It just tasted like strawberries.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which makes it very dangerous.
It's so funny when people say, like, you can't taste the alcohol because I can, like, smell it from, like, 10 feet away. It must be a edge thing.
Probably.
It's got to be. It's got to be because people are like, oh, you can't even taste it. I'm just like, but I can smell it. But it's a thing.
It's a thing. It's a thing. It's a thing. Sorry, I'm being obnoxious right now. I have a ring.
What are you doing? Throwing away papers?
No, I was opening a ring pop from the bachelorette party because I still have it on my desk. And what the fuck? Did ring pops get smaller?
Why is that one pretty small?
It's so tiny.
Oh, man.
Maybe I just got bigger, so now it doesn't look huge.
Maybe it's like a fun size ring pop.
No, it's blue raspberry.
Anyway,
whatever.
The Jer will fix your problems, though. No matter how creepy he is, if you call him and your water doesn't work, he will come immediately and fix that shit.
Yeah. Look, I would have him as a landlord.
Same, because he can fix literally any problem, I'm pretty sure, and I don't know how. And then I just answered my own question, but like at the end I said, how does that kid know how to fix the car? Probably because Jared knows how to fix everything, so we just taught the kid how to fix all these things. That's probably the answer to that question.
Oh, that's probably really cute, thinking about Gerald teaching his son.
Yeah, Junior.
Hell yeah.
Now I want a movie that's just about Gerald trying to raise this child on his own.
I know. He really did well, though. Yeah. If he can fix a fucking car, he's like 13.
Mm-hmm. I can't fix a car.
I can't fix anything at all. I can fix some things. Not all things. I can't. Not a car. Not a work truck. What the fuck? Absolutely not. Anyway, let's see.
OMG, he's excellent at using keywords and SEO. That's the most unrealistic part of this movie for me.
I know. He was typing it in like a champ. He was like, foyer, watching girls vacation, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow, okay, cool. I'm just like, I can't even come up with keywords half the time. God.
Like, those are such basic keywords. You're going to be competing against, like, millions of other things.
You got 2,000, like, viewers in, like, a minute. It's insane.
Yeah, that would never happen.
Mm-hmm. His setup is incredible. He's like he has 14 cameras that is looking through 14 screens.
Ooh, I guess he would need 14 screens to look at 14 cameras at one time.
Yeah, like a quadruple decker, like dual screen wall. It's crazy. I didn't say much. I was paying attention, but I was also like writing stuff while watching and like also like doing other things. But for the most part, I thought it was a wild ride. Because even at the end, I was like surprised, like he had learned Spanish so quickly, and then like he had that truck in it with like three girls, and I was like, oh shit. He's at it again. There goes Jer.
The only like super shocking part of this movie for me was when the jogger girl managed to escape the bunker. And then he shot her.
And then he fucking shot her in the face.
I was like, oh shit.
I was like, yeah, I was like, rest in peace, girl. Because I was like, I don't know what she expects to do like against him. Even if he didn't have a weapon, I feel like she wouldn't have been able to like beat him. And he was like, I'll just blow your fucking head off with my sawed off. And he did. And I was like, oh my god, this is insane. About the house that the family is in, that house looks like a house that has the AC cranked to the max, and it just looks like it's cold.
As it should be.
Do you know what I mean? Like a freezing cold vacation house. And then like when I see them walk around with no shoes and then like skimpy outfits, I'm just like, oh god, I'd be so cold. And then when they were outside and the girl was swimming, the guy said it was freezing. I'm like, what, is it cold where you're at? Like, what kind of vacation is this?
The water could be really cold. When we were in North Carolina a couple weeks ago, it was like fucking 90 degrees outside and then the water was below 5. That's an exaggeration, god. But not much.
But like that just looked like a very fancy pool. Shouldn't it be like heated or some shit? I guess not.
Heating pools is really expensive. And even if it is heated, if it's really hot outside, the water's still going to be really cold when you get in.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, we got to hurry through this cause we got something else we got to do at 8 o'clock.
Yes, we do. What? How much time has passed? 29 minutes. Oh, geez. All right. Well, I really don't have too much to say.
I know. Like, this movie is just a rehash of the first one. I don't know the quality of the episode in which we talked about the first movie, but go check it out. I'm sure it's okay.
Yeah, check it out. Especially check out the first one first because it's fabulous. We can discuss the realistic aspects if you want to, because I have nothing to say about production.
Neither do I. Realistic.
Yes.
Yeah, human trafficking's a thing. I mean, I don't believe 90% of the Facebook posts where people are like, I was almost human trafficked today. But, I mean, apparently there's a human trafficking ring moving through Virginia right now, so I shouldn't go to Goodwill or Hobby Lobby because that's where they're prowling around. But I'm like,
oh, yeah. Avoid shopping malls.
I need to go buy stuff. I'm not just going to live in fear. If I get human trafficked, I get human trafficked. Don't take that out of context. It's a horrible thing that really happens. I'm just like, I don't believe these rumors. I think they're just scare tactics to make girls afraid to go outside.
Yeah, and in the current political climate, who is not afraid to go outside these days if you're a girl?
Anybody? I'm not.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I will go. I don't like to leave the house. I'm actually quite a hermit. But Sam knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows what it's like when I stay in too much.
Yeah.
I start to get all crazy.
Remember,
crazy efficient.
Remember that time I went to get pizza rolls at 4 a.m. and my cell phone was not working at the time?
Oh, was that in Alexandria?
Yeah, and the guy was like, hey, want to come to my car? I'll fuck for $250. And I'm like, no?
Oh my god, yeah! Fuck for $250. That's so much money, though, but not enough to merit that question. And then you came back. I don't know. Did you tell me like the next day? That was weird, man. You just do all these crazy shits.
I didn't do anything. I was just getting pizza rolls at 4 a.m.
Girl, you could have been killed.
I could have been. And you know, I should have suspected something because when I was walking by myself to the 7-Eleven at 4 a.m, mind you, it was only a block away from my apartment, so I didn't care usually.
Yeah, it's very close.
They flashed their lights at me, so I guess they thought I was a hooker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did. I remember now all the details. It's all coming back to me.
I miss living in the city.
What do you think about being in a rented house and every light socket is a hidden camera? I didn't fucking know that light socket hidden cameras were a thing, but hey.
I don't think they would be, because that would just not be a good angle for a camera.
Let me look it up. Light socket hid. Oh shit. Came right up.
I mean, I guess if you have a knee fetish, that would work for you.
Oh my god. This is just fucked up because like when you when you Google light socket hidden camera and the videos come up, like YouTube videos on how to set it up, it's just like white young men. Like teenage skinny white dudes who's gonna shoot up your school. It's them.
They're like, this is how you put it in a light socket.
Jesus Christ, you have to cut that out.
Bullshit. You can get a hidden camera for your shower head.
I mean, everybody knows that.
Oh, there's one. There is a spy camera motion detection hidden clothes hook. So it's like a clothes hook for your clothes. Like it looks like a command hook, but it's a. There's a nightlight camera, a stealth camera USB wall charger. Oh my god. Light bulb hidden camera. This is wild. So many.
Anyway, yeah, that's pretty scary.
I'm gonna get like
the hell
red flagged searching for this shit. Oh my
god. What the hell is Shodan is real? What explain this note. Get off your Google search and explain this note.
Sorry. No, first we have to talk about the screen name Nighty Night and how scary that is.
Well, if you're on the dark web, what's your screen name going to be?
That was the one that said, I'll buy her for $100K. I was like, oh my god, Nighty Night, she's going to die.
I'd be like, shut night. The fuck up, Nighty Night, you ain't shit.
It was like Nighty Night 123.
What a pussy ass dark web name.
There was another name and it was like Dirty Thug. The one who like posted the picture of the residence, like this is the residence. And I'm like, oh no, Dirty Thug is a little bitch.
This is such basic frat boy understanding of the dark web.
All right, Shodan is something that we learned about in e-publishing class or something like that, but we learned it in grad school, and there was this YouTube video that we watched. I don't know if Sam watched it, but I bring this up time and time again when we discuss hidden cameras and webcams, and Shodan is I guess like a network of webcams that are connected to the internet, but are not like covered. You know what I mean? And it's called Shodan. Let me like look up. And if there's this video where this guy goes on it and he's able to kind of like look through all these random ass like webcams that are just connected. If it has an internet connection, then it's fair game. So if my, even if you're not using your webcam like with Skype open, if your laptop is open and the black circle is uncovered, then if you have an internet connection, someone who is using Shodan can hack into your webcam and watch your face, watch your screen. It's weird. And it's like that for anything. And so what Sam said is true. Cover that fucking webcam with a post-it note, dude. No shit.
I don't cover mine. No. Let them watch me. You should. Let them watch me.
That, I mean, that's also a perfectly fine attitude to have, too. Because if you don't do like risque things in front of your laptop, it's fine. But you know, if you don't give a fuck, it's cool too. But it is a thing. Shodan.
Oh.
Yeah. Shodan is the world's first search engine for internet-connected devices. This also works with things that are not hidden cameras. One of the examples given in the video we watched was there was like an ice rink that was connected to like an interface that was connected to the internet. And using Shodan, it gave him the option of just like defrosting the ice rink, and like people who want to like fuck with you, they could just do this shit. If it's connected to the internet, dude, you're not safe. You're not safe from the trolls.
We're safe from the trolls.
Anyway, I'm off my off the
soapbox.
Milk. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I think a fair grade for this movie is meh.
Yes, meh is totally a fair grade, because it wasn't like shit. I didn't hate it, but it wasn't as good as 13 cameras, and I'm sure 15 cameras will just be 10% less good than this one was. It's just like a very small downgrade, but it's not equal or better.
Yeah, so I guess before we wrap this up, I'll say I've made the decision. Uh-huh. I mean, I already partially brought this up to you. Since June is Pride Month, next month we're going to be watching horror movies that feature LGBTQ+ characters.
Does that mean that we're going to still do the minisodes and you're going to like have them randomly generated based on the titles that you put in?
No, I'll go ahead and talk to the J-Man and get a list curated. So, fabulous, that being said, fabulous. If we do a month full of full episodes, how about we take July off?
You want to take July off too?
Since we're both going on vacations in July.
Yes. Yes.
Let's take a little summer vacay.
So if we do every week in June for recording, we would have to start obviously next week to be ready for June. And let me the calendar I got here.
The first movie we will be watching in this series, just because it's new, popular, and relevant, and we never cover relevant movies, we'll be watching
except that one time we watched Cam.
we'll be watching The Perfection.
Ooh, shit. I didn't even know a goddamn thing about this until Sam like posted about it on Twitter that one day. And I was like, oh, interesting. And then like after, literally, I swear to God, like once you tweeted about it, like everybody else did right after. And I was like, oh, this must be a thing. I'll have to watch it.
Don't read anything else about it. Go into it blind like I did. I watched one trailer for it and it was like, oh, that came out today. I guess I'll go watch it now.
nobody, and you're right, nobody was talking about it. I hadn't heard a single thing about it until I just happened to see that random trailer. Yeah.
So it sounds like, okay, we'll begin with this. It looks like we'll be doing 4 movies.
Okay.
4 full weeks.
I've already decided what the last one will be.
Oh, really?
And you'll be like, what the fuck, Sam? And I'll be like,
what the fuck, Sam?
Exactly.
Exactly. Fucking kill you, Ant. All right. Anyway.
What the hell did you just say to me?
Not you. Not you, Sam. Not you. All right. So let me get open the thing that I say when we're done recording. Where are you? I'm just going to have to make it say outro really big because I can never find it.
It should be moved to its own folder because I have to find it to get the metadata for Podbean. It is in show notes.
Under intro, iTunes. There we go. I'm just going to, it like blends in too easy. So I'm going to write outro really big. I'm going to change it right now. But you'll still know. There. And if I do this, okay, I'll put like a character in front. And so it might be first all the time. All right. Well, if we're done here, which I am. Also, don't forget to bring up that it is Pride Month for Postcard Press because we have like a shit ton of Pride articles that we can show.
I know. I was going to bring that up in the meeting today.
Get a good. That should be your first thing that you talk about. All right, girl. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. Today, we learned that Airbnb.
Shodan is real.
Airbnbs are not safe.
Airbnbs are not real.
Airbnbs are not even real. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear? Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with 2 random strangers from the internet? Submissions are open for movie reviews. I don't even think we got a single one. Check out the submit page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post written reviews sometimes, always, never.
Listen, we have an editorial calendar. How many of you fuckers can say you have an editorial calendar?
And listen, if you're just like waiting for a written review, why don't you go read every single other written review that's on there? And then only after that will we post a new one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Read the archives, like Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Anyway, we love horror. And if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal. We also have an Amazon wish list if you feel like buying us something tangible will help convey your love more than a monetary donation would. Buy us a coffee. Submissions are open for our yearly anthology called the October Monologues. Check out the submission guidelines on our website and send us your creepy shit. Any other pertinent news? Well, like Sam said, June is Pride Month, so we're going to be reviewing movies that are focused on LGBTQ+. Am I missing any letters?
I mean, you can go the full one, which is LGBTQA.
A.
And then after that, I don't know.
Plus, okay.
You guys are all valid. It's just
you are all valid. I just need to make sure that
at some point the acronym gets too long.
Yeah, it gets a lot. So if it's okay for me to say plus to encompass everything, I will keep doing it.
Yeah, you guys are all valid.
You're all valid. Seriously, we wouldn't be doing Pride Month for you guys if you weren't. Come on, you guys. Like these kinds of movies are important, and I'm actually glad that the movie that we're about to watch focuses on something like that because it's like very few and far between that any horror movies like really do focus on stuff like that. Honestly, I can't, as of right now, I can't think of one off the top of my head. You know, with queer, like 2 queer main characters. I just can't. Our outro song is called Creepy Doll by Jonathan Colton. And if that's all, thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening.
Bye.
Bye. I love the creepy doll that always follows.